Differentiating instruction for the multitude of learners we might have in our inclusive classrooms can present daunting challenges. The experiences are rewarding, however, when instruction is designed and differentiated to work within daily management routines and academic tasks. Differentiated instruction is planned instruction that meets each learner's needs. Of foremost consideration are student learning styles: auditory, hearing, visual, seeing, and finally, kinesthetic, doing. Other learning considerations include the learning environment, student motivation, and whether a student is a concrete or sequential learner. Let's not discount the idea and importance of subject matter interest either, and in matching instruction to students' interests by remaining aware of what the entry points are for learning. How do we know what these entry points are and when they can be entered? We pay attention, we monitor, we record progress at milestones, we set forth objectives, and we track their movement toward them. Multiple forms of assessment give us the best and most information. We can meet the needs of learners by adapting instruction in three basic areas: content, process, and product. First, content. In the scope and sequence of curriculum to be learned, it's important that we scaffold carefully, and this is all about planning. Curriculum mapping, planning mini lessons around instructional units, and cross-curricular team planning all work together to achieve instruction that meets all learners' needs. Second, process. We need to develop an appropriate level of difficulty at precisely the right time to challenge students, because otherwise we risk frustrating them or not challenging them at all. Using personal interests can help students make connections with a topic. Investigating their interests and linking them to topics using preferred learning methods and preferences also factors highly in planning for the delivery of differentiated curriculum. Finally, product. When students are provided with choice of products to demonstrate their learning, the outcomes for success can jump threefold as long as they're appropriately challenged based on their learning needs. How do we identify methods to differentiate for both the exceptional and disabled learners? We become and remain aware of and sensitive to their individual education plans, learning modifications, their learning styles, behavioral supports, and learning preferences. Methods that address learning preferences include learning alone with a teacher or in a small group, use of humor and emotion in learning, recognition of achievement by the teacher and others, employ and encourage the use of creativity alongside conformity, create plenty of activities that involve visual, auditory, or tactile and kinesthetic learning, and implementation of sheltered instruction, SIOP. The Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol, SIOP, model is a research-based and validated instructional model. Through extensive field testing, it's been proven to be effective in addressing the academic needs of English learners throughout the U.S. The SIOP model has 8 interrelated components: lesson preparation, building background, comprehensible input, strategies, interaction, practice application, lesson delivery, and review and assessment. Allows students opportunities to listen to audio of text and other materials, vary the delivery methods through a variety of media, scaffold by combining shared reading with think-alouds, pre-reading activities, guided reading, and post-reading activities. The art of differentiation means that we encourage, facilitate, plan with purpose, know and understand our students, and remain flexible in order to teach effectively. Here are some suggestions for differentiating instruction that we'll expand upon throughout the modules in this course. Provide choice of topics, ways of learning, and modes of expression. Feature hands-on and touchable learning methods. Increase motor activity, lab experiences, arts, music, and drama. Build and nurture curiosity. Offer opportunities for self-assessment and reflection. And give frequent and elaborative feedback. Differentiating instruction also involves the purposeful gathering and organization of data to create individual student learning profiles. We administer these profiles in order to get to know our learners better. That allows us to plan instruction and differentiate. Learning profiles helps us understand our students' multiple intelligence strengths, their learning styles, what prior knowledge they have about a subject, what they're interested in, and how ready they are to learn something. We also find out what they're most challenged by and what their learning limitations are, if any. How do we get this data? Through formative assessment data, achieved through a number of means, including reading inventories, open interest inventory, learning style inventories, writing samples, multiple intelligences checklists, all about me surveys, parent home surveys, and language surveys, and IEPs. Grouping students is part of differentiating, but not always necessary. When it is, group students using formative assessment data. Here are some considerations for grouping. Who the leaders are. Who the problem solvers are. Gender, energy levels, backgrounds and interests, strengths, creativity, and artistic interests. When students become personally and intellectually engaged, they're more motivated to learn because their emotions become involved. They are mind active rather than mind passive. Roles can include character captain, checker investigator, connector. Emphasize meaningful and relevant content to motivate and to challenge. Examples include primary social studies, tiered lesson on overcoming obstacles, first grade language arts, Sternberg's intelligences on writing, first grade science, RAFT, on states of matter, second grade language arts, Sternberg's intelligences on developing characters, second grade language arts, tiered lesson on writing, second grade social studies, learning contract on Native Americans, second grade math, tiered lesson on polygons, second grade math, tiered lesson on number patterns, second grade science, RAFT, on magnets, fourth grade language arts, learning contract on poetry, fourth grade math, unit on area and perimeter, sixth grade life science, RAFT, on biological relationships, 7th grade U.S. History, Sternberg's intelligences on immigration. Adjust curriculum to match and accommodate students' readiness levels. Tomlinson, 2003, identifies 4 student traits for consideration in planning, classroom design, and for overall effective learning. 1. Readiness, a student's knowledge, understanding, and skill related to a particular sequence of learning that affects his or her readiness to learn, as influenced by prior learning, life experiences, attitude about school, and habits of mind. Readiness strategies. Variety of texts at multiple levels of reading. Variety of supplementary material to guide students through text. Examples of supplementary aids. Slideshows of content to accompany reading. Spreadsheets and graphs as visual aids. Displays of process, podcasts of chunked learning material to stop and intervene with while reading, podcasts using vocabulary words, graphic organizers, strategy guides, checklists, note-taking templates. Readiness activities also include scaffolding materials for reading, writing, research, and use of technology, tiered activities and assessments, flexible group time, small group instruction, assigned student mentors. Number 2, interest. Those topics or pursuits that evoke curiosity and passion in a learner, facets of learning that invite time and energy in pursuit of knowledge. How a student learns best, to include learning style, intelligence preference, culture, and gender. Learning profiles to determine learning styles and how students learn best. Preferences for learning are shaped by multiple and overlapping student factors that include learning style, intelligence, preference, culture, and gender. See the example below. Number 3, learning profile. If classrooms can offer and support different modes of learning, it's more likely more students will learn more effectively and efficiently. Here are some examples. Vary teaching and presentation styles for auditory, visual, kinesthetic, top-down, which is part to whole, and bottom-up, which is whole to part. Maintain a flexible learning environment. Teach to and evaluate for learning styles. Teach to and query for interests. Use graphic organizers. Number 4. Affect. How students feel about themselves, their work, and the classrooms as a whole. Allowing learners and building into the curriculum experiences for a balance of challenge and enough success to want to continue moving forward. Of utmost importance to differentiated curriculum is that we vary the content, the process, the product, and the assessment. Below are some examples of what this would look like in planning. The following template can be used to plan for differentiated lessons in consideration of the 4 traits: content, process, product, and assessment. The following template can be used to plan for the differentiated lessons in consideration of the 4 traits: content, process, product, and assessment. Please click on the adjacent link.